This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics, and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is the Options Industry Council's Understanding and Trading Options Spread Strategies podcast series, The Bear Call Spread.
Let's talk about the bear call spread. All right, you got bulls and you got bears. That's what makes a marketplace. Some people believe the market's going to continue to go up. Other people believe it's going to go right back down again. Let's talk about the bear call spread. The bear call spread involves the sale of one call and the purchase of the other call with a higher strike price. So unlike the example that we had before on the bull call spread, you're not going to buy the nearer option price. You're going to sell the nearer option price and buy the farther out option. Okay? Bear call spreads are called credit call spreads. Again, they're vertical because of the way the options line up on the screen, not that it means that you're vertical on the marketplace. XYZ stock is trading at 63, and we're neutral or we're bearish. We think that stock's just about had its run. We're gonna sell a 60 call at 550. When we sell a call, what do? We get a credit in our account right away, $550. And then simultaneously, we're gonna buy the 70 call. So we're doing the reverse of what we did in the bull call spread. We get a net credit of $350 or $350. And what's our goal? Our goal is to realize that $350. That's what we want to do. It's an unrealized gain at this point in time. You want to realize it. So when the stock price reaches $75, you didn't want it to reach $75. You wanted the stock to go down in value. So your short call, you're going to lose what? $9.50. On your long call, it's going to be worth $3. But your combined profit loss is $6.50 at $75. Let's go down to $63.50 where your break even was. You don't make anything, you don't lose anything. But at $60, you're going to have $5.50 gain on your short call. You're going to lose the $2 that you paid for that 70 call because guess what? It's worthless. And you're going to make $3.50. You're going to realize the credit that you put on for that spread. The stock keeps going lower and lower. There's no different outcome. The combined profit, the loss, remains $3.50. Unlike the debit spread, you can lose more than what you sold that spread for, right? You can lose $6.50. So here's your bear call spread diagram. We'll go through the scenarios. Below $60, no position, both calls expire. Between $60 and $70, you'll be assigned on your short stock, your short, the 60 call. It's above $60. Now somebody who bought that option will exercise it, you'll be short it, and the 70 call, of course, is worthless. Now what are you going to do? You're short the stock. Now again, what's your planning say? I'm short the stock. Did I want to be short the stock? If you don't want to be short the stock, you may want to buy that stock back in, okay? Or you may want to buy a call option to protect it against the upside, any upside move. And if the stock goes above 60, 60 call is assigned, and the 70 call is exercised. Stock goes lower, you'll be out of the position. They'll wash the two positions out. You'll net out at zero, the maximum profit.
Ready to learn more? Next in the Understanding and Trading Option Spread Strategies podcast series is the Bear Put Spread. You can download the Bear Put Spread and other OIC podcasts free at www.optionseducation.org. If this or any other OIC podcast leaves you with any unanswered options questions, please call the Options Industry Council at 1-888-OPTIONS.